Apollo 8 Houston. Apollo 8, this is Houston, over. Apollo 8, this is Houston, over.
You're loud and clear, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, Frank, on your additional separation maneuver, we recommend that you make a radial burn, point your plus X axis toward the Earth, and thrust minus X for 3 feet per second. Over.
I don't want to do that. I'll lose sight of the S-4B.
Okay, the reason we want a radial burn is to increase your mid-course correction so we can use the SPS. Stand by one. Apollo 8 Houston.
Go ahead.
How close to a radial burn can you get without losing sight of the S-4B, Frank?
Oh, I don't know because I can't see the Earth now, Mike.
Okay.
We can pitch down some. Jim has the Earth and the optics, so we could pitch some and get pretty close to one, I guess.
Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
We can give you a pitch gimbal angle on a radial direction if that would be a help. It's 181 degrees pitch gimbal angle. It would be exactly radial at 4 hours and 10 minutes. I don't know whether that solves your visibility problem or not.
181?
That's affirmative.
Go ahead, Span.
Well, then 0 would be just as good, wouldn't it?
Frank, if you use 0, then make the step, if possible, with the plus X thrusters. That's the direction of the burn we'd like.
Well, I can't do that. I'll thrust right square into that S-4B.
Yeah, okay, understand.
What is his, what will he maneuver to as far as the gimbal angle for his blowdown?
Houston, that blowdown at S-4B should be oriented to perform a retrograde blowdown along the local horizontal.
Okay.
Is it still chasing? Does it look like it's closing on you, Frank?
It's about the same. The trouble is it's pointed at us pretty well.
All right, I understand. Frank, what we want to do is get a radial upward burn And as long as you can, through the optics or some other means out the window, figure out where the Earth is, then use the appropriate thrusters to thrust upward, radially upward, for 3 feet per second. That's what we're looking for trajectory reasons.
Okay, I understand. I can't very well do that now, and I don't want to lose sight of this S-4B.
Right, we concur with that. I just thought perhaps Jim, through his optics, or you can get some feel for where the Earth is. That's what we want to do, is radially upward.
Okay, as soon as we find the Earth, we'll do it.
Thank you, sir.
Houston, the manning on the S-4B is terminated.
Right here, Frank. Houston.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Right, Frank, do you think you're going to be able to do this burn radially? We'd like to add to its magnitude if you're going to make it in some other direction, or?
Well, I'm not even sure we're going to do it yet, Mike. If I can get her, if we seem to be drifting away from this thing a little bit, although it's still pointing at us a lot closer than I like.
Roger, I understand. Apollo 8 Houston, we'd like you to do some additional maneuver. It's just a question of how much in which direction.
Okay, well, right now our gimbal angles are about, roll's about 190, and pitch is about 320, and yaw is about 340. We could certainly do it in this position. That'd be all right.
Stand by, we'll check those.
Thank you.
Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
All right, Frank, you could help us out if you'd explain where you are relative to the booster. In other words, with respect to the Earth and the radius vector, are you above or below or to one side, or where exactly is the booster relative to you?
Well, the trouble where, as I said before, we can't definitely find the Earth. I think that we're in front and a little bit above the... We're almost in front of, directly in front of the booster.
I understand, almost directly in front of the booster.
Perhaps a little bit horizontally displaced toward the, let's see. Houston, to help you, we're looking right directly above the S-4B when the sun is on our, both on our, it's on the right side of the S-4B and on our, coming in our left number one window.
Okay, I understand the sun is on the right side of the S-4B and coming in your number one window. And are you, when you give us those angles, that means that your plus X-axis is pointed at it with those angles, is that correct?
Roger.
Okay.
Is in our plus Y, plus Z direction now, Mike.
Thank you. Earth is plus Y, plus Z.
And a little minus X.
Okay.
I'm looking through the scanning telescope now, and I see millions of stars, most of them vanishing from the S-4B.
Do you have any trouble telling which of the stars and which of the S-4B particles?
Oh, yeah, well, definitely. We're in sunlight, and they look like they're all S-4B, but we don't know. I'm going to attempt a B-52 realignment at this time and see what I can do.
I understand, Jim.